to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go. More of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Looks like, sounds like, Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN, has joined us here. I think you're in your normal time slot. We just had Shayna Goldman a day early because, Dregs, we're taking an extended long weekend. So welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Ah, my pleasure. You know what? You guys deserve it. You deserve that extended long weekend. You two guys work harder. Jeff, you guys just grind it out every single day of the week.
Okay. I'm thoroughly embarrassed, and I hate the fact that lies have just been spewed on this show. So I don't know what to do. Marty, take it from here.
No, I'm just going to say, so we were talking about lookalikes because somebody in a cab in L.A. told Duffer that he looks like Bruce Willis. So we asked Shayna Goldman what our celebrity lookalike would be, and off the air, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to ask AI. So I ask AI, like, Shayna Goldman celebrity look. Like, it says Jennifer Lawrence. So I'm like, okay. So then I asked AI about you.
George Clooney?
I say George Clooney. It says, when it comes to celebrity lookalikes, Darren Dreger has been noted for his resemblance to former Toronto Maple Leaf center Tyler Bozak. So you go.
Yeah, I used to get that all the time. And Bozak used to say it as well. I'd go into the dressing room and he'd reference me as his uncle or older brother or something like that. And I did the same thing with Dean Lombardi when he was GM of the LA Kings, because people would say, what are you guys like separated at birth? And I'm like, what are you saying? He's like 15, 20 years older than me. Stop it.
Okay. Tyler Bozak Dean Lombardi, we'll mash them together. We'll do a mashup. Jeff is going to do some Photoshop, and we'll put that on the social. So that'll be great.
Awesome.
Hey, I don't know who a celebrity lookalike would be for Bo Byram.
Yeah.
But it seems like everybody's trying to match Bo Byram with any trade potential moving forward here with the Buffalo Sabres. So what do you think is going on with the Sabres, Kevin Adams, and Bo Byram, who needs a new contract, but seems like there's a lot of trade chatter.
A lot of trade chatter, and you can appreciate why, right? You know, anytime you've got a player like that who has been absolutely ground through the rumor mill over the last couple of years, managers are going to stay on that file. And, you know, we know that Bo is a restricted free agent. The preference from the Buffalo Sabres would be to get him extended. The problem is, and as we know, there's been a player agent change here, right? So Darren Ferris now represents Bo Byram. That's not necessarily a problem, but I would guess that Ferris looks at how far Byram is away from being an unrestricted free agent, is like, all right, Buffalo, if you want to talk extension, let's talk about a 1 or maybe a 2 year deal that walks him right to free agency, unrestricted. And, you know, why would Buffalo want to do that? You know, then he just absolutely walks for free. And I don't think that they're comfortable with doing that. In fact, I know they're not. Then you've got the flip side of that, which is arbitration. Bo Byram, you know, can elect for player arbitration. And just in dabbling around this file earlier today, it seems like he's going to come in around the mid sixes in an arbitration case. That's likely where he'd come in. So all of those factors come into play. They absolutely come into play. I expect that Darren Ferris will meet with Kevin Adams just before the combine or during the NHL combine, which is right around the corner, and then get a true lay of the land, share ideas and scenarios which could unfold, and then you go forward from there. The other part of it too here, fellas, is, you know, if you're Bo Byram and you're looking up at Owen Power or Darlene, you know, are you sitting there going, yeah, you know what? It's not the perfect scenario for me to continue to try and develop my skill set as a top pairing defenseman in the National Hockey League. So I think that all of that is being considered, along with a significant level of interest in Bo Byram on the trade front. But everything I've just said, the concern over the length of his contract is equally of a concern to the team that's going to try and acquire him via trade, unless you get the extension as part of it, a longer term, to give up the assets that Buffalo is going to demand in exchange for Bo Byram.
Darren, what do you think of Bo as a player? And then what do you think of him in the context of the Sabres as they're currently constructed? They were one of the highest scoring defense corps in the league last year. They had three in the top 35 in defense scoring, including Byram and obviously Power and Dahlin at the top of that list. How do you view Bo?
I view him pretty much where he is. I think he's obviously a top four defenseman all day long. Is he a top pairing guy? I think he could be. I think he could be on a lot of NHL clubs. And that's not to say that he can't be that in Buffalo. You know, first of all, you need to see how it all plays out. But I think that there's more growth coming there. I do. And he probably looks at it and says, yeah, well, growth comes with opportunity, which again, you know, amplifies what I said a minute ago and you're alluding to here with the strength that they have on defense with Dahlin and Owen Power. But I know he's widely regarded. There's the pedigree there of where he was drafted and all of that. But teams with trade interest can see what he is right now as a legit top three NHL defenseman. And their interest elevates and their willingness elevates to give up a healthy return based on how they position him on their blue line,
right,
potentially as a top pairing guy. And if he's a top pairing guy there with opportunity, then you don't mind paying the price.
Has he gained value in Buffalo? Because, I mean, when they traded him for Casey Mittelstadt, and now they probably could get more than what they traded him for. So I feel like he's gained value.
I think so. Yeah. You know, I mean, fair or unfair, you know, he had a bit of the injury knock against him. You know, missed a good chunk of time with Colorado, but he's played through that. And now I don't think that that's in the back of anyone's mind. Different opportunity, obviously a different conference, all of that. But I think that he has elevated. I do. I you know, when you watch the Colorado Avalanche play, and we're going back a few years here, but when you watch with Bo Byram in that lineup, you know, he was still very noticeable. He was still very effective. But, I mean, pretty obviously, you're also looking at some of the other D that they have. They're starting with Cale Makar, and you're like, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. You know, look at that defensive core. But I would definitely argue that he has, at the worst, he's kept his level of play. It definitely has not gone backwards, and he's gone through some tough times in Buffalo.
Well, I think you guys are saying it exactly the right way. He's added value here. He
Taco to go. Taco to and a big queue. Taco to go. Taco to go. Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to this deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99 to go.
When June arrives, he will turn 24. Like, this is still an incredibly young,
early yet prime
experience.
Yeah,
exactly.
And early prime.
If you mention the way you did Colorado and Cale Makar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if a team, and maybe it's Buffalo based on whatever else they're looking at, like, If you believe that Byram is top pair, what if you're making him top pair with a reliable Devon Taves-esque player?
Agreed.
This is the whole thing that we talk about all the time here, and Kevin Adams has talked about it so much and trying to find the right match for Owen Power. Well, what is the right match for Bo Byram? Because, Marty, we saw a lot of him with Dahlin this year, and in that window of time, a lot of people really liked what they were seeing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The problem is the business side takes over, right? Okay. And I look, priority one from Kevin Adams' perspective is to sign Bo Byram to a longer term. And he probably sees exactly what you just described playing out. You know, and that's a part of his job as general manager to find, you know, the partner that makes the most sense. The problem is, you know, he's a restricted free agent. And, you know, if his intent is not to sign a long-term extension, then you've got to maximize the value in the asset and in return. And guys, you know this because you live, you eat, sleep, and breathe this all year long in Buffalo. This team needs to turn the corner. They have to. They can't go through yet another year of all of it, right? So, you know, imagine where you're at after 1 year of an ARB case being settled. Or you buckle and you give him 2 years that walks him to free agency, and then he leaves, and you're like, okay, well, that was poorly managed. So I can appreciate why Adams has to do everything, including the significance of the trade offers that are sure to come his way. And I'm just, hey, look, I know that there have been trade offers in the past. It just never got to a place where Adams was willing to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Now I think he's at a place where, you know, maybe that meeting with Darren Ferris just before the NHL combine puts him at a place where he knows the time is between now and the draft, or at least this offseason, to make that move.
Looks like Mitch Marner wants to go to free agency, or at least look on July 1 and get an idea of what's out there for him. I know it didn't go well in the playoffs, and it hasn't gone well in the playoffs for a while, but he's a 100-point player in the NHL, and the Sabres would love to add a guy like him.
Right.
So if you're Kevin Adams and you say you have to make the moves, do you kick the tires on Mitch Marner and throw $13 million at him and see what happens?
I think, you know, I would say that pretty much every team in the league, within reason, of course, is going to do that. Why wouldn't you? Of course.
Yeah, but Buffalo is like an hour and a half, 2 hours from Toronto. Mitch is a Toronto kid, just had his first kid. The family's close. Like, it could work in that way for Mitch Marner.
Right. Other than the fact that he has police posted outside his house. Because of the nonsense that has gone on in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, so is it going to get that much better if he signs in Buffalo or he signs in Detroit or maybe the Montreal Canadiens? Like, I mean, I get it. I understand that. I just feel like if Marner has made the decision that he's leaving, he's leaving. He's leaving. You know, he's going to a market where he believes he can win. Not saying that that isn't Buffalo in the not too distant future or Detroit, but look, given the masterful work of Bill Zito or Jimmy Neal with the Dallas Stars, it's hard to envision how you could make room, or Kelly McCrimmon and the Vegas Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. It's hard to envision how you could make cap space for a player of that magnitude. But I'm not writing those teams off. Yeah. Throw Tampa Bay into the mix as well. 100%. You can always create cap space by moving money. That's what these managers do now.
Yes.
So I think his options are going to be, they're going to be unlimited. And just quickly, like, you know, I would apply the same logic to Sam Bennett, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, he's going to be highly coveted. And for those who think, and, you know, not that long ago, I was one who thought that Brad Treliving, given his experience with Bennett in Calgary, man, he'd line up and he'd just say, Sam, here we go. Here's $8.5-9 million, whatever you need. I don't think Bennett wants to play in Toronto for the same reasons that Marner has experienced. And when you've got a plethora, I love that word, a plethora of options, why wouldn't you choose which one's best for hockey and your family?
It's your fault. The media is the reason why it's so negative in Toronto.
Yeah.
Dregs, Anaheim has to be very close to the top in all of this, right? Based on
LA, Anaheim.
Yeah, but Anaheim's cap space is huge, right? Yeah. And they truly need, I think, that to attach to their current young core. Agree?
Yeah, I agree. 100% agree. And man, maybe the Ducks don't get enough credit for that. It does feel like they're ready to make that move. What's curious about that, though, is you keep hearing rumors around certain guys. The Zegras rumors are never going to go away until he gets traded, and that could happen. That could happen as early as this offseason. I mean, you know, Joel Quenneville's going to have a lot to say in that sense. I've heard some McTavish rumors. Those are more old, and I think that's more wishful thinking of the teams that are hoping to pick Pat Verbeek's pocket and steal a young player like that. So that feels like a bit of a stretch. But I think Anaheim's ready to turn the corner. It looks that way. So, you know, why wouldn't they try and dive into that pool? And maybe there's a fit there for Marner, for Bennett, go down the list.
Are you signing off, Marty?
Well, I was going to say, if Toronto wanted to make a big, big splash, they could trade Austin Matthews, and maybe LA and Anaheim would be the teams where Matthews would want to go to, or Vegas.
You're not radioing me. I'm not taking the bait on this. Forget it. I don't know what you're trying to do. You want to trade Austin Matthews, Marty Baron? That's entirely up to you.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think Austin Matthews should have been rested this year so that he's much better in the playoffs. He wasn't 100%. He did say that. And he said he would be
100%. You don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs were on the side of him maybe not playing the Four Nations and enjoying the rest? At the end of the day, yes. The player has to make that call. I mean, the team can say whatever they want. And I don't know that they specifically went to him and said, don't play at the Four Nations. But the rest probably would have done him some good. I agree with that.
We've run out of time.
We're not going to radio you. Sorry. My bad. My bad.
Dregs, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
All right, fellas. Enjoy your long weekend.
We will. We're back after this short segment on Sabres Live.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.